I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Monday, the Supreme Court allowed President Trump's third version of the travel ban to go into full effect. This means that most individuals from Chad, Somalia, Yemen, Iran, Libya, North Korea, and some government officials from Venezuela will not be able to travel to the United States. Christine Van Noord of Bethany Christian Services says they see refugee resettlement as a key component to the Christian faith, and they're concerned that some people experiencing the greatest need will no longer be welcomed. Bethany believes that as the church, we can pray both for security and compassion to prevail.
I think we can be praying for our leaders to have wisdom and understanding of how to balance the need for security, but also for that humanitarian aid heart that America and the church has had for so long.
Learn more at missionnews.org. Open defecation in Haiti is a major problem. About 72% of the country doesn't have access to a sanitary waste system, and sometimes people will even relieve themselves in the streets. This puts all Haitians' health at risk. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart.
This affects majorly the overall hygiene of the country and is one of the reasons why cholera spread so fast once the UN introduced it, because there's just no organized, systematic way get rid of the human waste in Haiti.
For Haiti with Love has already built one community latrine in Haiti, and now they're being asked to build a second. We'll connect you with more details from the story and others on today's broadcast. So you find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.